From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Radio Times. I'm Tracy Matisak, in for Marty Moscowane. It's an idea that's got South Jersey all stirred up. Governor Chris Christie has endorsed a proposal to merge Rutgers University's Camden campus with Rowan University. The idea is to expand and enhance higher education opportunities in South Jersey, but here's the rub, at least for some. The new school would be called Rowan, not Rutgers, and that idea has sparked protests and petitions by Rutgers students and faculty who are riled up about the prospect of losing the Rutgers name. Some believe that politics are at play. Rowan is about to open a medical school associated with Cooper University Hospital. The chair of the Cooper Health System is a strong Democratic ally of the governor's, and we'll be talking with George Norcross in just a moment. So this hour, we're taking a closer look at the plan and what it would mean for New Jersey and specifically for the Rutgers and Rowan communities. We'll check in with the chancellor of Rutgers and the interim president of Rowan, but we do begin with George Norcross, chairman of the board of trustees of the Cooper Health System and Cooper University Hospital in Camden. He is also chairman of the insurance company Connor, Strong, and Buckaloo. Welcome to Radio Times.
Thank you.
So tell us, Mr. Norcross, why is this proposed merger a good idea for South Jersey?
Well, discussions about elevating higher education in New Jersey began with Governor McGreevy well over a decade ago, in which he realized that New Jersey spending for higher education, at least in this point in time, ranks 47th in the country. Obviously, New Jersey would like to think of itself as a state that has the best and the brightest in not only higher education, but in the healthcare field also. But obviously, the numbers tell a different story. Throughout our entire state, there's a need for the advancement of higher education, and that means dollars. That means critical masses of higher ed and medical and healthcare facilities that are needed throughout this state. Rutgers University, based in New Brunswick, has had a long and distinguished reputation, and in recent years, its satellite facilities in Camden and in Newark, and in our opinion, have not fared quite so well. And this reorganization plan or initiative to elevate higher ed and to create real university status both in Newark and Camden is something that is badly needed for the areas, because both Newark and Camden and southern New Jersey have been shortchanged over the years.
What about the concerns about the name? Because that really seems to be the key issue at play here, losing the Rutgers name. Certainly you know that there have been protests about this, that many people feel like, quite frankly, the Rowan name may not have the same cachet as the Rutgers name. And there are concerns that losing that name could be, in the end, counterproductive. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, they're 100% correct. I was, frankly, very surprised that the administration was going to suggest that the Rutgers students in Camden lose that name. I don't think the administration intended that to be the message, because certainly the students that attend Rutgers today, and I had two brothers that graduated from there, chose that institution because they wanted to go to a Rutgers school. They are certainly entitled and are absolutely correct that university should be what's on their diploma. If we're looking forward 5 or 10 years from now, that may tell a bit of a different tale. But they are certainly correct, and unfortunately, the discussion going on now is centering around the name and not the substance and the goodwill that can occur as a result of this kind of initiative. If you look at the facts and the national rankings in New Jersey for regional universities and colleges, Rowan University, Rutgers and Camden, the College of New Jersey, and Rider University rank fairly high in the northeastern part of the United States. If you look at research grants between Rutgers, Camden, and Rowan University, they're almost identical at roughly $7.5 million. But certainly the Rutgers name, given the number of years that it's been in place, certainly has a wider recognition and reputation than Rowan, which is a relatively new name, but an impressive facility.
So does that mean that you would be in favor of retaining the Rutgers name? And given that certainly the sense is that you've got the governor's ear, would you be willing to go to bat for that?
Well, I would suggest I don't have the governor's ear in particular, but this is an issue that I have advocated for well over a decade, which is the creation of, in essence, a University of Southern New Jersey, which encompasses Rowan University and Rutgers and Camden, which would have 20,000-plus students, one of only 40 schools in the entire country that would have a medical school and a law school. And obviously, Rowan has an engineering school in place. I believe the students that are at that campus today are entitled to have their diploma, say, Rutgers University. I think there is a legitimate debate and discussion that needs to take place as to what happens after that, because change is never easy. But the amount of money that is involved in a reorganization of higher ed and an initiative to advance New Jersey from 47th in the country to the top 10 in the country is going to involve the voters of this state approving multi-billion dollar bond issues. And Southern New Jersey undoubtedly would receive its fair share of capital dollars, which historically it has not.
Speaking of dollars, how do you respond to allegations that have come up that this decision was politically motivated, that because you are chairman of Cooper, that you are trying to get research university status from this, that, and certainly that would come with the Rutgers affiliation and more federal funding for what is soon to be the Rowan Medical School?
Well, I'm not sure where federal funding would be coming from to advance this. This is an initiative that started with Governor McGreevy, was continued through Governor Corzine, and now Governor Christie. This was also a commission first established and headed by former Governor Kane and by the former chairman of Celgene, Saul Bayer. It is silly to think that someone is looking at politics when you're advocating for the creation of a world-class research university for the benefit of the people that live in Southern New Jersey, and in particular, the advancements that can take place on behalf of the people that live and work in the city of Camden. That is significant. Obviously, I have been a big proponent of tremendous reforms and advancements in the city of Camden of higher education and healthcare facilities, and I'm very proud to be a part of it and make no apologies for advancing the interests of South Jersey.
Would Rowan not stand to benefit greatly, though, just from the affiliation, from perhaps whatever money would flow through once it has a research university status?
Well, I'm not sure what money you're suggesting would flow through. There has been a widespread discussion that there be, for the first time in many years, a bond issue, a borrowing of several billions of dollars for the voters' consideration, which would be allocated to the colleges and universities in New Jersey. If you look at purely the financial results of the last several decades, you'll see that most of that money ends up being spent in central or northern New Jersey. And very, very little percentage of that is directed towards southern New Jersey, whether it be Rowan or Stockton or even Rutgers Camden. I attended for a very brief period 35 years ago, Rutgers and Camden, and I would suggest to you that although there has been some physical change, I would suggest that there has been very little over the course of 35 years. And many of those buildings were in place when I walked that campus, and I think that's a point that needs to be made time and time again, that when hundreds of millions of dollars are being invested in football programs in New Brunswick, at the expense of advancing academics in southern New Jersey or even in Newark in northern New Jersey, there's something wrong with that picture. Football is not driving a great centers of higher education and learning. Academics are, and the recruitment of the best and brightest talent one can find. And there are no good reasons why a reorganization of higher ed that would elevate the entire university status in our entire state is not something. This has gotten off on a wrong foot. The students at Rutgers have every right to be very disturbed at what is perceived as stripping of their university status, and that's something that needs to be addressed immediately, because what needs to be discussed is how to make a plan like this become permanent and really flourish not unlike what's happened at Drexel University and the University of Pennsylvania. They have completely been the catalyst for change in very distressed neighborhoods and been a large part of the success of the city of Philadelphia.
When you talk about addressing the students' concerns, and the faculty's for that matter, how do you think those concerns should be addressed?
I think there needs to be put forth from the legislative delegation in conjunction with the governor a better clarification immediately as to the students that are attending today and what their diploma is going to say. And that diploma should say Rutgers University.
But are you saying that ultimately, though, would you be pushing for a University of Southern New Jersey, that would be the long-term name that you'd like to see? Or are you saying that it should remain Rutgers going forward without changing?
I would be a proponent of a combination of Rowan Rutgers University, as I wrote in an op-ed piece this weekend in the Inquirer and the Courier Post. I'd also be an advocate of the University of Southern New Jersey with a Rowan College and a Rutgers College, or any combination thereof. I think what's important here is to certainly satisfy the legitimate interests of the students that attend Rutgers and Camden today, without a doubt, and that is unequivocal. Going forward, I think there needs to be a reasoned discussion as to how this would look moving forward. People forget that the College of New Jersey was formerly Trenton State University, and undoubtedly there was the same kind of concern that existed. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at propelling two relatively small universities into something of great status in the country and elevating the capital and operating funding and having a law school, a medical school, an engineering school, you now enter the sites of some of the great universities in Philadelphia.
Mr. Norcross, in our last 60 seconds, there is an alternative plan that people have been talking about where there would be sort of a consortium and each school retains its name, but they share resources. Students can go to either one. What do you think about that idea?
Well, that sounds great, but I think what that means is that Rutgers-Camden stays part of Rutgers, the state university system. And unfortunately, that idea may have been successful back 10 years ago, but given the fact that much of the proceeds that are raised from tuition in Camden goes up the turnpike towards central and northern New Jersey and doesn't remain here, would suggest to people in southern New Jersey that the ample resources that are necessary to advance the interest down here would never be coming. And in recent years, Rutgers in New Brunswick, under the leadership of Dr. McCormick, who is retiring shortly, have been almost exclusively used in the way of hundreds of millions of dollars to promote a football program. And although I'm a big fan of football, I think I'd be investing my money more in faculty and in the interests of the students before I try to build a football program.
George Norcross, thank you so much for taking time to be with us. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but we appreciate your taking the time to talk with us on Radio Times this morning.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more on Rutgers, Rowan Rutgers, with the leaders of both institutions when Radio Times comes back.
St. Joseph's University Graduate Studies in the Arts and Sciences supports WHYY and offers over 41 full and part-time master's and certificate programs on campus or online. A cohort is forming now for the Interdisciplinary Doctorate in Educational Leadership, a program that prepares new leaders marked by the vision, skills, and values to help shape the future of education. Information at sju.edu/edd. Graduate Studies at St. Joseph's University. Higher knowledge, higher potential.
I'm Marty Moscowane. This is the winter membership campaign here at WHYY. We remind you several times a year that if you listen to WHYY, take that next step and become a supporter. We have an ambitious goal, 8,000 pledges, and we can make that goal if you make that call at 1-888-345-9499, or you can pledge online at WHYY.org. Think of what you get on programs like Radio Times, in-depth interviews about local, national, and international news, issues, and events that matter to you. We also introduce you to interesting people and ideas. We believe that you're the kind of person who is curious about the world we live in. We also know it takes a lot of work to keep up on everything. So we do your homework for you. We track down guests, invite your phone calls to create a lively and informative conversation. You don't hear that on the radio every day. Make a call right now at 1-888-345-9499 or pledge online at whyy.org. Thanks so much.
Welcome back to Radio Times. I'm Tracy Matisak, filling in for Marty Moskowain. We're talking about the controversy in South Jersey about Rutgers and Rowan, Rutgers-Camden specifically, and a proposed merger that would bring the institutions together but under the Rowan name and not the Rutgers name. As you may know, there have been lots of protests and petitions on the Rutgers side as it relates to that. And we talked just a minute ago with George Norcross III, who is the chair of Cooper Health Systems and has been involved in all of this. We are now talking with Chancellor Wendell Pritchett of Rutgers University. Chancellor, welcome to Radio Times.
Thank you, Tracy.
Let me just ask you, first of all, you have flat out said you are not in favor of this idea of losing the Rutgers name in this process.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, I got to say, the institutional leaders in South Jersey, I think you're going to hear from three of us today, we agree on a lot. So, one, we agree that South Jersey desperately needs more educational resources. We agree that South Jersey needs more seats to serve the students of our region. We agree that South Jersey has not received its fair share of educational resources. And this is going to get me in trouble with my boss, but I agree with George Norcross that Rutgers has not supported Rutgers-Camden with a fair share of the university's resources. Hmm. We also agree that our institution should partner to support medical education and health sciences in South Jersey. And we agree we should partner to increase research capacity and education in South Jersey in lots of fields. I mean, there are many things that we do. What we're discussing is the best mechanisms to do these things, and it's true that we at Rutgers-Camden believe that the Rutgers name and the goodwill it brings is too valuable to our students, faculty, alums, and stakeholders to give up. But I know there's a solution that achieves the common goals, and that's what we're discussing.
What do you think that solution would look like?
There are lots of potential solutions. Again, I think the crucial thing from the Rutgers-Camden perspective is retaining the name. But there are many solutions, and Mr. Norcross suggested some of them.
What do you think about that alternative plan that we talked about that would allow each school to retain its name, share resources, that sort of thing? Is that workable?
Yes, it is. There are lots of details that need to be worked out. And again, I have to say, I agree with George that there have to be some mechanisms to make sure that resources that are generated or appropriately should be in South Jersey, stay in South Jersey. I completely agree with him about that. Even though, again, I know I'm going to be in trouble by saying this.
Let me just pause and invite our listeners to join us in the conversation. 888-477-9499 is the number to call. And we're talking about Rutgers-Camden and Rowan and the proposal to merge the two. Chancellor, has this put you in a difficult place on the one hand, defending your own institution and all that it brings to the table and not wanting to disparage a neighboring institution?
So last couple of weeks I've thought about the Chinese proverb, curse, may you live in interesting times, and it is certainly interesting times for us, no question about it. You know, I have deep respect for Rowan University, and the president and I have talked frequently. It is true, unfortunately, that some people on our campus have said disparaging things about Rowan. I do not share any of them and have disagreed with them. You know, this is a complicated time. It's a difficult issue. Difficult issues raise passions. Yeah. But again, I am confident that we're going to be able to work something out that's going to benefit the region.
Hmm. President McCormick seems to have signaled already that the Board of Governors and Board of Trustees will likely vote this down. What happens then? I mean, do you think that that's what's going to happen, and then what happens after that?
I'm not sure my boss said that. I think he said that it would be a difficult decision, and I know it will be, but I really don't know how they would vote. I mean, obviously, I can't read their minds.
Yeah. What happens if it is voted down? I mean, what's the next step after that?
Another good question. You know, so I try not to punt questions, but that really is a question for the governor and the legislature, not for me.
Governor Christie, in talking about this proposed merger, was quoted in the Philadelphia Inquirer as saying, Rutgers is good, but not great. How'd that go over in Camden?
Not very well. Our faculty, staff, students, alumni really feel very strongly and very positively about our institution, and so do I. We do a lot of great things here. Can we get better? Of course we can get better. Should we aspire to get better? Of course we should aspire to get better. And I welcome the challenge that the governor laid out that we should get better, but we think we're pretty good now.
Yeah. Well, Rutgers, as part of this deal, does stand to gain several institutions in North Jersey. I guess it's the Robert Wood Johnson Medical Center in Piscataway, two other institutions that were part of the UMDNJ. How would those acquisitions help Rutgers, and are they worth potentially losing the Rutgers name in South Jersey?
Well, so again, you're asking me questions that are really not appropriate for me. I'm the head of our campus, and I've expressed my opinion that the Rutgers name is extremely important to our campus, and we do not want to lose it. So that's a partial answer to your question. I certainly think, as an officer of the university, that much deeper relationship with the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, the merger is a good idea. So I think that does benefit the university, and I look forward to participating in that. But, you know, again, really the question you're asking me is really for other people.
Hmm. Well, we've got a question from a caller in Collingswood, Chancellor. We're going to go there and bring Nick in on our conversation. Hi, Nick. Welcome to Radio Times.
Hey, good morning. My question has to do with the cost of this proposed absorption of Rutgers Camden by Rowan. Wouldn't the total cost of the process hasn't even been identified, but I imagine it's non-trivial. And wouldn't the consortium idea accomplish most of the same objectives at a much reduced cost to the taxpayer?
Chancellor, what do you say?
I think it's an excellent question, and the costs have not been revealed or really analyzed yet. And I agree with the premise of the questioner that we should be trying to do these relationships in ways that are the most cost-effective.
You were asked at a recent meeting about whether a lawsuit challenging the plan was a possibility, and this was reported in the Courier Post online. And your response was, quote, "We have many upset people here and many are lawyers." Does that mean that a lawsuit is a possibility?
Well, I'm a lawyer, and lawsuits are always a possibility. we are a relatively litigative country, so yeah, that's the answer to the question. Lawsuits are always a possibility. But, you know, again, I'm going to conclude by saying I do believe that there are solutions that the majority of people would be happy with that would involve Rutgers keeping the Rutgers Camden name, but having more resources stay in South Jersey. And that's what I'm focused on.
Chancellor, what are your thoughts about concerns that this was politically motivated? And this was a question that I asked George Norcross as well, that does not Rowan stand to gain from this? And, of course, he's, you know, chairman of Cooper. The Rowan Medical School is coming up. Does not Rowan stand to gain from this? And with Mr. Norcross being someone who is an ally of Governor Christie's, are politics at play here? We talked about that with him. I'm asking you the same question.
Well, the way I'd answer that question, I hesitate to bring up my other volunteer job on the School Reform Commission because this is not the focus, but people often ask me over there about politics and in education. And my answer is, of course there's politics involved. This is a gigantic issue with billions of dollars. I mean, and why is politics a bad thing? Of course there's politics involved. We as a society use our political system to make decisions, and I think that that's a much better approach than most other countries. And so, of course, there's politics involved, but the question in my mind is whether or not the decision is in the best interest of the stakeholders. And, you know, that's what I'm focused on.
We're going to go to the phones next, to Cherry Hill, and we'll bring Lisa in on our conversation. Oh, it looks like we may have lost Lisa, or we'll try to pick up with her a little bit later. What's the mood on campus these days in Camden?
The mood is tense. The mood is worried. The mood is energized. I mean, one of the heartening things about this process has been it's really shown how strongly people feel positively about this campus. And, you know, we had a session last week at Town Hall where we had 1,100 people. We had another one last night where we had at least 600 people. People care about this campus, and that's a good thing. And I'm looking forward to trying to figure out ways to use that concern and care about that campus to do things like raising money. Because we need more resources, but you know there are mixed views. People are concerned, people are worried, People are energized. People can expect to continue to advocate for Rutgers-Camden, and I think that's a good thing.
I did read in a recent article that there were concerns about being able to recruit faculty for the law school already, just because this conversation has started, because there is talk about a name change, that there are concerns now. Can we recruit the same kind of faculty that we once did? Can we recruit the same students that we once did? How big a concern is that for you at this point?
Well, uncertainty always creates concern, and we are right now in an uncertain position. There's no question about that. However, we are actively recruiting both students and faculty, and we're having success, and I can expect to continue to have success because we have a wonderful institution here.
Hmm. And you've also got alumni who have voiced concerns and said, listen, when I give money, I want to give my money to Rutgers, not to Rowan. What about that, and how would you address those concerns that alumni have right now as they're thinking through all of this?
Yeah, that is something that's also been expressed a lot to me, and I agree that it's a big concern. And I will confess that we have been having challenges raising money in this period, but that is why we need to resolve this as quickly as possible. However, this will be resolved, and I certainly think that the people involved in the resolution of this issue will be thinking about things like, how do you communicate with alumni and how do you communicate with donors, and making sure that, for example, money that's already given will be allocated appropriately, and we'll be working with donors to do that. Now, again, my hope is that the solution involves Rutgers-Camden remaining Rutgers-Camden, and so we have a relatively easy communication to our donors and alumni.
What happens next in terms of the stakeholders meeting? And you talked about the importance of time here and acting relatively quickly. What's the next step in terms of the key stakeholders getting together and having that conversation about, listen, is there a way that we can do this, retain the Rutgers-Camden name, but still, receive all of the benefits that a merger would bring?
It's an excellent question, and I don't have a good answer. Again, I struggle with punting questions to other people, but these are questions for the governor and the legislature. There are also questions for the Rutgers Board of Governors and Board of Trustees, and they will be meeting soon. I intend to be a participant in those discussions, but really I can't fully answer your question because the decision makers are others.
Yeah. What's the timing for the vote for the two boards at Rutgers? Do you know when that's going to take place?
I don't think there's any schedule right now for that. I don't think there's that any vote has been scheduled.
Yeah, so probably not soon. Is that a safe assumption?
Depends on how you define soon. I expect this to be resolved this semester.
Okay. Well, and the governor has said this is going to happen. I mean, that's a quote. And I'm not sure whether he meant this is going to happen, that the name change is going to happen, or that this merger is going to happen. How do you interpret that, and do you think that the governor is adamant that it is going to become Rowan as opposed to Rutgers-Camden?
Well, again, you're asking me to opine for other people, and as a lawyer, I've always been reluctant to opine for other people. However, I will answer your question by saying that the governor said this is going to happen, and this is a 57-page document that the UMDNJ committee gave him. So there is a lot of this within that document. And so when he was referring to this, I don't know exactly what in that document he was talking about.
Well, let me ask you to opine for you and to just, give us your thoughts about what does Rutgers stand to gain? What does Rutgers stand to lose in all of this? What are the pros and cons, and where do we stand with it?
Well, I'll end where I began. The South Jersey institutional leaders, and I consider myself probably one of them, agree on an overwhelming majority of things. We need more resources. We need more research capacity. We need more buildings, as George Norcross said. We need to grow. We need to serve more students. And we agree about all those things. And the goal is to find a solution that enables us to do that while respecting the history and values and traditions of Rutgers-Camden. That's what I'm trying to do. And that is what my goal is. And I think if we can do that, and I'm hopeful that we can, that we will get great benefits for Rutgers-Camden. I would like to see our institution grow in terms of the number of students that we serve, grow in terms of our capacity to have more residential campus, grow in terms of our ability to serve the city of Camden and the region. I mean, that's what we're focused on. And I do think that there is a solution out there. Don't have it yet, but there's a solution out there that gets us the resources to do that while respecting the traditions and history of our institution.
Let's go to Cherry Hill next, and we'll welcome Dr. Rosenberg to our conversation. Welcome to Radio Times.
Thank you very much. I would like to speak to this notion that this is simply about Rutgers Camden retaining the name of Rutgers. That is entirely false. Mr. Norcross mischaracterized Rutgers as a branch campus of New Brunswick. It is, in fact, one of three campuses of the State University of New Jersey. It is a very different institution than Rowan in that it has a research faculty which is nationally and internationally recognized. When I was at one of those forums the other day, I asked everyone in the room, 600 people, how many of them would be where they are, that is, at Rutgers Camden, if it were Rowan? No one raised their hand. This is entirely political, and it is motivated for politics, particularly being driven by George Norcross, and money. And the access to the State University of New Jersey should not be barred for the lower third of the state to benefit any other part of the state. I saw a sign the other day that said Rutgers, the state university of two-thirds of New Jersey, and that's what it would be if Rutgers Camden were severed from the system of Rutgers, the state university of New Jersey. Thank you.
Doctor, thanks for your call. Well, I'm going to punt that one to you, Chancellor. What do you say?
I didn't hear a question there.
Just your comment on Dr. Rosenberg's assertions. About Rutgers Camden, you know, it's not a satellite campus, he said, a lot of other things.
I think I already said that, but I'm happy to say it again. We are a full-fledged campus with amazing researchers, terrific students that produces wonderful outcomes, and world-class research. And I hesitate to bring up some of my programs because I won't be able to talk about all of them, but among them, we have the first childhood studies PhD program in the world, and it has been extremely successful. And so I certainly agree with Dr. Rosenberg that we are not a satellite campus, if that's your question. And I was personally offended by the statement that we are.
Yeah. That kind of frustration that Dr. Rosenberg expressed, is that what you're hearing on campus?
Yes.
And are you hearing it primarily from students? Are you hearing it from faculty? You know, who's...
We're hearing it from everybody. I mean, again, we've had two town halls, and we had faculty, we had staff. By the way, many of our staff are Rutgers Camden alums, so they have several hats. Our students feel that frustration. Our alums feel that frustration. There's a lot of frustration about the lack of understanding about the important role that we already play in the region and in the state. Again, I think that we could play an even more important role, and I look forward to discussing that. But, yeah, there's a lot of frustration on campus about the lack of understanding about the important role we already play.
And, Chancellor, in our last 60 seconds or so, you talked about achieving a workable solution, a win-win for everyone, that the solution is not reached yet, it's not out there. But in your view, what could it look like?
Well, again, the task is to figure out a structure that enables Rutgers Camden and South Jersey higher education institutions in general to retain the resources that are appropriately allocated to us while staying connected to Rutgers University. That's the solution. Now, there are many structures that you could put together that would achieve that solution. And I will confess that I'm agnostic about what are the specific ones at this point. We need to sit down and talk about them. But that's the goal. And I think, again, that there's widespread agreement in South Jersey about those things.
Well, Chancellor Wendell Pritchett, we so appreciate your taking time to talk with us about quite a controversy in South Jersey, a story that certainly is not over yet. Thank you again for being with us on Radio Times. We have been talking about the Rutgers-Rowan controversy, about the proposed merger that would cause Rutgers-Camden to lose its name. We will be talking with the interim president of Rowan when Radio Times comes right back.
Fox Chase Cancer Center supports WHYY. Fox Chase has posted 5-year survival rates for major cancers on its website. Survival rates at Fox Chase are compared to those at community hospitals across the nation. This is but one measure of quality to help you make decisions about cancer care. At Fox Chase, compassionate care is much more than a number. It's part of their mission to prevail over cancer. More at foxchase.org. Fox Chase Cancer Center. Hearts plus minds.
I'm Marty Moscowane. We have an ambitious goal for the winter membership campaign here at WHYY. We need to hear from 8,000 listeners who want to be supporters, members of WHYY. You are one of those 8,000. You're listening to Radio Times, and we thank you for that. Now take that next step. Pick up the phone and make a pledge of support right now. That phone number is 1-888-345-9499. You can also pledge online at whyy.org. Why do we want you to do that? Because we depend on listeners just like you for about half of our budget. Our job is to provide good conversations about the important issues of the day, and there is a lot to talk about these days. We also introduce you to interesting people and ideas. We have the time on Radio Times to get beyond the headlines and to go deeper than the sound bites. Pick up that phone, 1-888-345-9499. Pledge online at whyy.org. Thanks so much.
Welcome back to Radio Times. I'm Tracy Matisak, filling in for Marty Moscowane. We have been talking about a story that has been making headlines in South Jersey and across the bridge as well, for that matter, about the proposed merger of Rowan and Rutgers-Camden. And of course, as part of that merger, Rutgers-Camden would lose its name, and there has been a lot of controversy about that. Lots of protests on the Rutgers-Camden campus, petitions that are being passed around, people very, very concerned about Rutgers losing its name and the name, what the name has meant to South Jersey and all of Jersey, for that matter. We have been talking with several of the key stakeholders in our discussion. We talked with George Norcross, who is the chair of the Cooper Health System, and certainly we know that Rowan is about to start a medical school in conjunction with Cooper, so we talked with him. We also talked just a few minutes ago with the chancellor of Rutgers University, Wendell Pritchett. We now are going to be talking with the interim president of Rowan University, Ali Hushman. Welcome to Radio Times.
Good morning, Tracy.
Thanks so much for being with us. Well, we appreciate it. What does Rowan stand to gain from this proposed merger?
I think the real question is, what does the New Jersey as a whole, and specifically Southern New Jersey, stands to gain as a result of this merger? The Southern New Jersey has been deprived of infrastructure and higher education facilities for years, and the disparity between North and South is just mind-boggling. Let me just throw one simple statistic so that you can highlight the difference between North and South. There are Southern New Jersey, the eight counties make up 30% of the population of the entire state of New Jersey, yet they only have 12.5% of total number of undergraduate seats available to the population. As a result, a large number, close to 35,000 of high school graduates from the state of New Jersey leave annually to other states to attend education. So I believe that this merger would enable us to create a first-class, world-class research institution that will cater to the best and brightest of high school graduates here. And also it will benefit the region, because the consequence of having a research institution is economic development, is inviting the industries to come in and do business there. It enables us to attract the best and brightest of the faculty from all over the world to come in here. It enables us to attract the best and brightest of students to come here. So I really see the benefit to be for the region rather than for Rowan specifically.
You brought up a really interesting point about the concern about high school students graduating and then leaving New Jersey. Is there a concern, though, that if a Rutgers-Camden becomes Rowan, with all the controversy that's going on at the Rutgers-Camden campus, at least, that at least in the short term, it might create the loss of some students, that they would choose to go elsewhere for their education?
Look, the good thing is today's market, the students walk with their own feet to the school that they wanted to go to. And even if there are going to be some short-term kind of tension, we have to look at this merger as in the long term and really see the impact of it for the whole region. Let me just give you one example so that you can appreciate what I'm talking about. The Mellon Institute of Industrial Research was created as a department to University of Pittsburgh many years back. And it was a small department. It conducted research for firms as a contractual basis. In 1967, Mellon Institute of Industrial Research merged with Carnegie Institute of Technology, and they formed Carnegie Mellon University. That's 1967. And in 1978, Carnegie Mellon University emerged as a national research power and formed the nation's first robotic institute. And today, Carnegie Mellon is 23rd ranked nationally. In other words, in the space of 11 years, that merger enabled these guys to achieve such an incredible world-class recognition and reputation, precisely because of the wisdom of the leaders who came together, put two institutions who had pockets of excellence, and came up with this great institution that became excellent in everything that they did. Another example that is very close and near to you is Drexel University. In 1995, Drexel University was on the verge of bankruptcy. They were boarding their dorms. Very few students were willing to go and attend the West Philadelphia University. The university was spending its endowment of about $80 million. It's now 17 years later. Drexel is ranked nationally 88. It has medical school, it has law school, it has nursing school, public health. It has 19,000 students. In 1995, it could barely manage to get 5,000 students. The endowment of $80 million is now shifted to $600 million. That is what happens when you come together, you put your resources together, and you start thinking about the long term, and you start thinking about the public good. So even if on the short term few students decide not to come to Rutgers campus, which I would be very shocked to believe, in the long term, this thing is going to be incredibly positive for the region. Mm.
The other short-term issue that we have is there have been lots of protests and petitions at Rutgers Camden. How do you and the folks at Rowan feel about the response from Rutgers?
Well, I genuinely, sincerely respect and appreciate the fact that they love their name, their recognition, and the culture. I have no problem with that. That is not an issue. The issue in here is that how can we together, as higher education institutions that are being run by the taxpayers' dollar, come together and do what is good for the public and for the region? Yeah. That really should be the issue in here. You know, the problem is, unfortunately, Tracy, this is the ill of higher education in this country, that we as educators and academicians, we do not like change. We are terrified of change. In fact, the joke is that you ask a tenured professor, how many of you does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer is, oh, my God, change? and that's really at the heart of this thing.
Yeah.
Change is a good thing. The fact of the matter is the system of higher education, as we speak today, is broken. The taxpayer cannot bankroll us any further. And we need to start being creative and working together and create partnership with private developers so that we can grow and we can do what is good for the country. Only 20 years ago, Chinese would send all of their students to this country to be educated. Right now, China produces more engineers and scientists than the United States. Mm. When do we want to wake up?
Well, let's go to Collingswood, and we'll bring Clinton in on our conversation. Welcome, Clinton, to Radio Times.
Well, first, I just wanted to say I was a little bit dismayed that Mr. Norcross isn't taking questions. I am a childhood studies student at Rutgers, and, I just kind of wanted to say that, you know, as a student, I'm a little bit insulted that we are being sort of characterized as only thinking about the short term. In fact, a lot of the discussion here is discussing what the long-term effects of this are going to be, and that the fact that there's been no cost-benefit analysis as to even come up with what the long-term strategies or long-term costs or benefits would be. And with that, my questions for the president of Rowan specifically are, in the long term, have Glassboro residents, including Rowan students, even been consulted in creating a large college town in their community, how that's going to affect issues of infrastructure, housing, traffic, and also, you know, he's been talking a lot about partnership. Is Rowan willing to negotiate in a diplomatic, democratic process of coming up with potential alternatives that would be just as beneficial or even perhaps more beneficial with alternative plans?
If I may respond to your last question, absolutely, by all means. I have a lot of respect for all of you, and I would love to sit down and discuss with you whatever it takes for us to come together and to do this thing for the good of the public. Let me just make that absolutely clear to you. Regarding the inclusion of the public, the students in doing what we have done in recent years, absolutely. please, I'm in constant contact with the borough of Glassboro. I know every council member, the city manager, the city solicitor. I have breakfast with them on a weekly basis, and we have embarked on a $300 million public-private partnership where we are building dorm, bookstore, hotel, academic building. We are building literally a whole new school, a college building, paid for by the private developer, and we are long-term leasing. It creates jobs. It revitalizes the region. Please come and visit for yourself. Come and see it and go and talk to our students yourself. So to say that, you know, we are doing these things in closed door, it just isn't the right characterization. I can assure you that.
By the way, for more WHYY coverage about the Rutgers-Camden-Rowan University debate, go to newsworks.org. I'm Tracy Matisak, in for Marty Moskowain, and you're listening to Radio Times on WHYY.
And good morning. I'm Susan Greenbaum, one of the producers of Radio Times, here with my colleague Chris Satullo. To remind you that it is our February membership drive. Our goal during this drive is to convince 8,000 of you to become members of WHYY. Please give us a call at 1-888-345-9499. Chris, we have been talking. This is a fascinating conversation about the Rutgers-Rowan debate. And I must say, two very compelling arguments. Whichever way you think it should go, we've had two interesting perspectives today. Three, actually.
Yeah, that's right, Susan. I mean, to me, this is Radio Times at its best. It's giving you something that you absolutely are not going to find anywhere else on the media landscape, whether regionally or nationally. It's taking an issue that has stirred a lot of emotions, but has a lot of moving parts to it. There's both fact and emotion in equal measure in this story. And it's hard to get your arms around it. You know, when you first hear about it, well, you know, maybe that makes sense. You know, the state government needs to save some money. There's been some inefficiencies in higher education. But if you listen to the folks from Rutgers-Camden, it's a tough one.
You know, as I was listening, it's true. You felt the emotion in each of their voices. Mm-hmm. When we talked with Wendell Pritchett, and then we talked with Ali Hushmand, and of course we started off with George Norcross, you heard the emotion. That's what radio does. That's what we give you. And at Radio Times, what we try to do is sort of give you the voices behind the headlines.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned the name George Norcross.
Yes.
If you're from South Jersey, you know that George Norcross is one of the most powerful people there. And for many, many years, no one in the media could get him to talk. And now here he is on Radio Times talking for 15 minutes, explaining his reasoning behind a really important public policy question. That's the kind of in-depth treatment of local issues that you simply are not going to get anywhere else in this region. And if you appreciate that, and if you value what Marty and her team, including Susan, have been doing here for many years, 25 years to be exact, we're hitting that magic number this year, then the number to call to make sure we keep going is 1-888-345-9499. That's 1-888-345-WHYY. Or you can make that pledge online if you're at work, safely and securely at WHYY.org, Susan.
You know, Chris, you know this better than I do, but WHYY recently took over the licenses of several public radio stations throughout South Jersey. This is a chance for all of you who are new to WHYY and particularly perhaps new to Radio Times to support public broadcasting in your neighborhood. That number is 1-888-345-9499. Perhaps you're new to Radio Times. Well, if you listen in consistently, we promise you a treat, right? Every morning from 10 to 12.
Yeah, speaking of many layered stories, the story of what's happened to public media and is happening with public media in New Jersey is a fascinating one. As many of you know, Governor Christie and the legislature decided last year that among the things that can no longer receive state support in these, you know, really troubled times for a lot of state governments was NJN, the New Jersey Network, which was both public radio and TV for the state. So as NJN collapsed, somebody had to step in to make sure that public media continued to be offered, and we were the people at WHYY who stepped in South Jersey. So among the early signs of our seriousness in being, you know, the public media service that people in South Jersey need and deserve is shows like this. In a couple of weeks, Susan, we're going to start an entirely new website as part of newsworks.org devoted exclusively to the coverage of South Jersey. And there will be plenty, plenty about this Rutgers-Camden-Rowan thing on there.
The number 1-888-345-9499. 1-888-345-9499. And I was thinking, Chris, as you said that, Politics in New Jersey is fascinating. It is great fodder for Radio Times conversations. We've been covering New Jersey for some time. We've been spending a little bit more time thinking about it, and we've talked about the same-sex marriage controversy, the issue in New Jersey. We're talking about today the Rutgers-Rowan. There's a lot to talk about. We hope you appreciate what we're doing, and you listen to the conversations, and you call in occasionally to talk with one of our guests. If you're that person, we need your support now, 1-888-345-9499. We have an ambitious goal, 8,000 members during this campaign. We can do it with the support of folks just like you.
Absolutely, Susan. And, you know, time is an important factor in being able to cover issues. Having that focus is important. But the other thing is really being able to dig in depth, which is, as a producer for Radio Times, what you help Marty and the rest of the team do every day. It's one thing to say, we're going to do a show about Rutgers-Camden and pull a few people in. But do you really know what's going on? Do you really know what the questions are? That's what you do, doing the research for a show that helps set up Marty, or in this case, Tracy Matusek filling in, to ask the right questions and to really be a guide for the listener, not to just sort of let people have their usual food fight, but really to sort of step in and say, no, wait, what about this? No, wait, what about that? That's, I think, the difference that Radio Times makes compared to some other places that claim to talk about local news in depth. And if you value the work that Susan and the other producers do with and for Marty Moskowain day after day, and an incredible range of issues, from local issues such as the school crisis in Philadelphia to what's going on in Harrisburg, in Trenton, in Dover, in Delaware, to national issues, to international issues, to what's going on in the cultural scene. If you value all that, the number to call to make sure we can sustain that effort, that we can continue that quality conversation, is 1-888-345-9499. That's 1-888-345-WHYY or online at WHYY.org. Susan, what does it take to pull together a show like this?
Well, it takes a lot of digging and the ability to sort of process something pretty quickly and understand what the issues are. But I think what we try to think about as producers of Radio Times, we try to get in a way into our listeners' heads. What do they want to talk about? What do they want to hear? Our ambitious goal every day at Radio Times is to take you behind the headlines, to provide a depth of conversation that you might not get anywhere else. You know, certainly you read an article, maybe you hear a blip on television. We have this gift of an hour to talk about something, to explore all sides of an issue, to have a nuanced conversation. So the world is no longer just black and white. There's a lot of nuance, and we have a sense from your emails that you enjoy what we do, that you value it. We're hoping you'll step up now and support what we do here by becoming a member, 1-888-345-9499. And we spend a lot of time on the internet doing our research. If you're on the internet, go on over to our website, whyy.org.
Yeah, Susan, the words that come to mind, besides the depth and the nuance, it's also range and scope. You know, I think yesterday's Radio Times was a classic.